Okay, now it's 10:32 a.m. on Wednesday, October 7th, and the October meeting of the Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians is called to order. Roll call, Dale Nyblade present, Suzanne Coleman.
Present.
Sherry Mays.
Present.
Eileen Pettit.
Present.
Michael Cyril.
Present.
I don't think Deb Bright. No.
Present.
Terry Brown.
Huh? I'm present. Deb Bright present.
Deb Bright. Thank you.
Yeah.
And,
you're welcome.
And Terry Brown. Okay. Also attending on the call, we have our executive director, Megan Darien, as well as our assistant attorney general, Scott Donald. Declaration of conflicts of interest. I hear none. So, number three, review, discuss, and approval of the minutes from the September telephonic meeting.
Okay, this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to approve the September 2nd Arizona State Board of Dispensing Opticians teleconference meeting.
Is that a motion?
I'm sorry, yes, I'd like to make a motion. Did I not say that?
Sounds okay. So I would second that motion. This is Suzanne Coleman.
It's been moved by Sherry Mays and seconded by Suzanne Coleman that we approve the minutes as written. Any discussion? Okay, we're going to do a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Minutes have been approved unanimously by the six members on the call. Agency operations review, discussion, director's report.
The Arizona Dispensing Optician Licensee renewal of 2020 started October 1st for 906 active licensees. Already 65 people have renewed.
Wow, good. Topic B, the statement of citizen employment policy that we received from the governor. Has everyone had a chance to look through it and read the letter from Governor Ducey?
No, I did not. I'm sorry.
Well, it clarifies on the applications, license applications, the statement of citizenship and alien status for state public benefits. And it's, we were directed, the purpose of the letter, issue licenses only to individuals who prove documentation of citizenship or alien status and specifies the various types of documentation that are sufficient to establish presence in the U.S. Policy is the letter from Doug Ducey says that the policy of the board is that it shall not issue a license to an individual. The individual does not provide documentation of citizenship or alien status or requiring the required documents. It's it looks like it's just more clarification of what the meaning the requirement documents are. We've always had that as part of our license.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's why I was a little confused.
But I think this is it's trying to clarify it better because of some people are under the procedure that it talks about a driver's license issued by a state that verifies lawful presence in the United States. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 states that do not verify lawful presence. And it's just clear, it's giving us the guidance on what different things now meet it. And I don't know if there's anything we have to do other than, well, it says, do we have to approve this or is this has to be changed? Megan, does this have to be changed in the
yes.
E-license?
In the rule?
Yes, actually, no, not the rule. It's just,
not the rule.
It was the auditor's recommendation that we need to do it, and the council already look at it, and legally is fine. So we need to replace it in e-licensing. And from now on, for any new application. And
right.
Yes.
Okay. So, Sherry?
Okay, so I will make a motion to accept the new Arizona Statement of Citizenship and Alien Status for State Public Benefits, Professional Licensure, and Commercial License to be placed onto the e-licensure website.
And this is Suzanne Coleman, and I would second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve the new Statement of Citizenship form and policy to be included on e-licensing. Any discussion? Since there's no discussion, we'll go ahead and move to a vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Cera?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
All six members on the call have unanimously approved it. So it is a pass. Online testing. Now it's time to ask your question.
My question, I was just asking about the sharing of the reports to opticians broadly.
It's available on their websites, I think, from both of them. I think they have it. And I believe it's even possibly done by state. But again, there's no reason of sharing it because they're not the same test and they're not the same criteria for scoring. And I don't think falls under our purview at all. Our rules cover what we accept. And
thank you. You're joining a call with more than four people. Please mute your phone. The call is being recorded.
Who just joined us?
This is Elaine. Sorry.
Would you please mute your phone?
Yes, I'm going to just right now.
So, again, I think it's nice that we get this. It's nice it's available, but I don't think it's just kind of an FYI for us. But the tests are different. Scoring is different. And they're not, so we're not, if we share it with anybody, we're like, I don't know. I just don't think it falls into the board's
okay,
area.
I just thought it would promote, education.
Again,
licensure.
Right, but I believe the issue is that if AADO is interested in that information, they can access it.
They can get it myself. Okay.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Any other questions on that? And Megan, I do thank you for getting that. That was something we had asked for last time. So.
You're welcome.
Okay, moving on to number five, possible violations. We have 2, 4, 6 that have not responded to the board. One's already received a second notice. I would suggest we do follow-ups with all of these. And I would like to possibly have Scott, if you would get involved with writing a letter to the one that's already received two notices and has not responded, and maybe the final before we send it to full investigation.
Well, if I may, Mr. Chair, I wouldn't really be able to write a letter to them, seeing as I'm counsel for the board.
Do it with Megan. I'm sorry.
Certainly, I can work with with the executive director to try to resolve this.
Right.
Sure. Okay.
I think we want to give them one more shot before we do the investigation, because then when we get to the investigation, I think it's going to be citing, because the third time's kind of the third strike and you're out or something. I don't know what. We usually get response, and some of the respondents have not been printable words that have been said to our executive director. So I think we need to keep following up on this because they're breaking the state law. And with the three that have responded, the board, they are not selling, so they've taken care of their need, those three that have already stopped. But we do need to keep following up on the six that have not, and then keep pushing forward and carry those six forward into next month to follow up on.
Mr. Chair, if yeah. I may, would that then be something along the lines of deferring those agenda items to next month, with the intent being that the board then consider whether to open a formal investigation into them?
That would be correct.
Yep.
And the three that have responded, there is no violation. I don't think we need to do anything further with them other than, again, it's on that ongoing constant follow-up, which is on ongoing agenda item with the selling context. This is the time of year we need to be as diligent as we can, and I know it's hard without being able to travel and do the stuff that Megan would normally do. We just have to be on the lookout. Halloween's coming up, and that's usually when we see a uptick in the illegal selling of cosmetics. So, Michael, if you would keep eye, I don't know what's going on, if anything's going on at the fairgrounds. The fair went, but it looked like it's not quite the same way as it was. I like the food part of it. How's it going?
Actually, really, really well. We're about to extend it, but we don't have any retail sales on the grounds until potentially
so
December.
That's not
here.
Something that you're going to have to be aware of like you have done in the past. So that's good. Let's everyone just keep their ears open, the eyes open.
I have a question also.
Yeah.
I have a question about the shops, the six shops that we're going to defer to the next month to possibly open formal investigations on. Is there any way that our executive director could investigate to see if any of these have been on a prior list of ours?
Besides the one that's already had two notices? Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Megan, you could go back and check that. I believe you do have a list of them.
Of these six, you mean?
Yeah.
Yes.
You have a list of who you have dealt with in the past.
Offenders.
These are not repeat offenders. No.
Okay. Other than A. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there we
got an answer. No. I'm sorry. Second notice this time, because if they don't respond within a month, I send the second notice. And
right.
The first one was actually got the second notice about a month ago. Not previous years. Second notice a month ago.
So they've already had 60 days.
This one had 60 days, yes. The other one, 30 days.
Sherry, I would entertain a motion to turn that over into an investigation if they've already had 60, because the letter says they have 30 days to respond.
So that is for A through F?
That's A. Just A.
Oh, just A. Okay.
The other five, let's just wait. Scott, can you weigh in? Is that adequate if we've given them two 30-day time frames and they still haven't responded?
Well, Mr. Chair, it's going to be entirely up to the board as to whether they would like to open an investigation.
Okay. Go ahead, Sherry.
So we are going to, this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to make a motion to start an investigation on Sirius Smoke Shop, item number 5A, due to second notice not responding to selling contacts without a license.
And this is Suzanne Coleman, and I would second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded that we open an investigation on 5A of Sirius Smoke Shop in Scottsdale. Any further discussion? Okay, let's move to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman.
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
And Deb Bright?
Aye.
And that's all six of the board members on the call.
Terry Brown, aye.
Yep.
Yeah, Terry Brown, aye.
Okay. So now we have Terry. We have a full quorum. So it's unanimous to start the investigation on Sirius Smoke Shop. And we will move 5B, D, B, C, D, B, C, D, E, and F will be moved to next month to give them their full 30 days to respond.
Now, Mr. Chair?
Yes.
Scott Donald, I just want to weigh in real quickly, if I may.
Okay.
Under the board statutes, we've had the opportunity to revisit statutes recently in light of the investigative process. And pursuant to the board statutes, once the matter is once an investigation is initiated, the chairman is going to need to appoint a member of the board to act as the investigative officer, which is really going to be the liaison, somebody who will provide a written recommendation to the board on whether disciplinary action is appropriate, and if appropriate, the type of disciplinary action the board should take. So this is going to be somebody who would be in contact with Megan and the investigator, and would then be able to report to the board on what is happening with the investigation.
Oh, so this would be the one that would work with Megan and our investigator?
Exactly. Yes, it's going to be a liaison, and then somebody who would as well would be able to make a recommendation to the board.
Do I hear a volunteer for that position?
It's kind of hard from Flagstaff.
Yeah.
I could probably do it, Eileen.
So Eileen, you will be the liaison with Jim and the executive director, our investigator and our executive director, and then you will report back to the board. So that's by phone.
Because it will all be over the phone, right?
Yeah, it's by phone.
Oh, yeah.
The investigator will have to be there, but
you will be
the liaison.
That
to
will
the
be
board.
Fine.
Okay. So we've got Eileen as our liaison who will report back to the board. That'll be obviously on next month. And like I said, 5B through F will be carried forward to a future agenda item. And the sub responded there be just for further follow-ups going forward to make sure they don't backslide. Let's go to movement number six. We've got an application for licensure.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. Last month, the council suggested that for the ones that they responded, there would be a motion to dismiss.
Oh.
Actually, we skipped that.
So that would be five subsection?
Yes.
Because we got A, B, and C again, so. Okay, I guess Sherry, you're on.
Yep, so this is Sherry Mays, and I would like to make a motion to dismiss five subsection, section two, responding to the board not selling contact lenses anymore, A and B Smoke Shop, Sky High Smoke Shop, and Super 99 Cents to dismiss those.
And this is Suzanne Coleman, and I would second that motion.
It's been moved and seconded that we accept these responding and dismiss those and leave them on our follow-up list like all the others. Any discussion? It's been moved and seconded to accept the response from these three. Five subsection two, A, B, and C. Anyway, three shots. Dale Nyblade, aye. Suzanne Coleman?
Aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Searle?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
And Terry Brown?
Aye.
Now let's move on to six, application for license optician.
This is Sherry Mays, and I would like to make a motion to accept the application for Randy Benlulu.
This is Suzanne Coleman, and I would second that motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to accept the application for licensed optician from Randy Benlulu. Any discussion? We will move to a roll call vote. Dale Nyblade, aye.
Suzanne Coleman, aye.
Sherry Mays?
Aye.
Eileen Pettit?
Aye.
Michael Cyril?
Aye.
Deb Bright?
Aye.
Terry Brown?
Aye.
Thanks for keeping me on my toes, Susie.
No problem.
Future meeting dates, we have November and December set. Future agenda items, we have the items 5, B, C, D, E, and F that will go forward. An ongoing, we're going to keep on there, is going to be the contact lens illegal selling. We want to keep that as an agenda item going forward like we did last year. Megan, if you would, because it's the time of year with Halloween and Thanksgiving. We got to be, try to keep as diligent as we can on it. So those are two future agenda items. Any other items you have out there you want to have? Okay. Call to the public. Hi, public.
Hi from the public. Be well. Stay well.
Stay well. Yourself. Okay. It is now whatever time it is. My clock is going away. It is 10:54 a.m. and the meeting is adjourned.
All right. You guys be well.
Thank you all. Be well.
Stay safe.
Bye.
Stay safe.
I'll see you next month.
Okay.
Bye.
Don't work too hard, Michael. All right. Bye-bye.